I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He's Patrick Dumont without the weird teeth. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about you, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He's got no guns, but he likes to shoot skeet. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right. It's Tuesday afternoon. It's 2:35, and you heard the open. That means one thing and one thing only. We are joined by the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, the Marconi winning one third of the Musers, one third of the Courage Boys. It is afternoon Jub, George Dunham. How we doing?
Hey, fellas.
It's good to hear your voice.
I just want to start here. Do y'all think I look like Patrick Dumont?
I don't.
No. Thank
you. Maybe someone who made the open thinks that. I don't know.
Not every
anybody?
Large, white, blonde, brown-haired dude looks like me.
Okay, so if we gave you his seat courtside and you show up, like he's not at the game, we give you his ticket, and you walk in midway through the third quarter, do you get booed?
Probably.
Do they think you're Patrick Dumont?
Maybe from the 300 section when you can't see him very clearly. Maybe, but no way.
Okay.
And you're also, and you're
everybody
also,
knows Jim.
You're also holding spunt.
Spunk.
What if I, because we have different hairstyles. His is a lot like Davis of the Raiders.
Yeah.
What's his name? First name? Same as the talk show. Mark Davis.
Mark Davis. Sure.
Al Davis's kid.
Yeah, Mark Davis. He kind of combs it forward. If I combed it forward and put a gap in my teeth and then walked in with a Nico Sucks shirt, would that short circuit some people?
I think
Man,
so.
Man, I think you need to do this.
Well, I don't know if you heard the show earlier when we had AC and Walker on, the two fans that were escorted out of the arena last night.
I heard you guys were about to have them on. I listened to your hot takes, and then I heard a great tease, and then I had to load boxes in the garage,
so
I didn't get the chance to hear it.
Honeydews got in the way.
We know what you're talking about, bro. Wink.
Yeah, you know.
But this morning, as I'm listening to my musers taking my daughter to school with the great Ed Werder, you guys started the interview talking about, you know, being kicked out of games. And you mentioned that, I guess when you were a freshman in North Texas, you were escorted out of a then UNT baseball game, which they no longer have a baseball program. But it was against Oklahoma State. Tell the story about you guys getting kicked out, because I feel like I know half the story, but I want the deets.
We didn't get kicked out because it was a North Texas event, and we were two of the maybe 25 North Texas fans that were there as nationally ranked Pete Incaviglia and the Oklahoma State Cowboys came to town. And we just, I mean, it was bad. It was out at Mack Park, which basically looks like where you would play a Pony League game.
Yeah.
And we were right behind the batter's box. They could hear everything we said, and we just we didn't do that.
You didn't rattle one off the seat.
we didn't do that.
Stinkabilia.
We just ragged them, and it was, we didn't cuss or anything. We just never shut up, and we just made up things about their. You know, sometimes we would be playing the part of a baseball announcing team.
Okay.
Here's the thing about Incaviglia. He hasn't homered since the second grade, you know, and just, oh, man, we were just merciless on him. And we were so in their head that their head coach, Gary Ward, came over and sat down by us and said, hey, I don't mind you ragging my players. Or I don't mind you ragging me, but I don't like you saying my players' names. And we said, okay. So then we just started saying, hey, 13, is your girlfriend here?
Okay, hang on. Is this Gary Ward, the former Rangers outfielder?
No. Okay. It was a different Gary Ward. He was their coach in the 80s when...
I was going to say, Gary Ward was an outfielder in the 80s, so I was like, oh.
I know, yeah, I know. It's kind of confusing, but no, this was an old white guy who was pretty redneck, and he didn't like us. He hated us, And North Texas actually had a lead on, I think, I want to say they were like eighth ranked. I mean, they were really good. They had Incavilia. They had, who was the guy Nolan Ryan beat up?
Ventura?
Ventura?
Yeah, Robin Ventura.
Man, those are two of the best college baseball players ever.
Yes. And we had a lead on them. And then Pete Incavilia hit a ball so far for a grand slam that gave Oklahoma State the lead and eventually the win. And as he came back into home plate, he stomped on home plate and he said, "That's for you two MFers right there."
Hell yeah. He got in his head.
We were like, "Oh, we're so glad you finally homered, Pete. We heard you hadn't homered since second grade."
So this was freshman George and Craig.
Yeah.
So this was pre-broadcasters. I mean, you no KNTU stuff yet. This was like a couple of pops.
But eventually we did do some North Texas baseball games with Bill Mercer.
Okay.
And it was awesome. Yeah. But no, in our freshman days, all we cared about was sitting behind the visiting bench in any basketball game that was at the Super Pit. And in this case, sitting behind the backstop and just ragging whoever was there.
Since you're an expert trash talker, going back to your college days, and you were able to adapt through the game instead of calling out players' names and just saying 13. With what's going on with the Mavs now, is as simple as just saying "fire Nico" at a game or mouthing it to the camera or wearing a t-shirt.
It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this. I've had to put up with, you know, some dude sitting in front of me, you know, cussing in front of my kids, and nothing happens to that person. But for wearing a shirt or putting a piece of tape over a logo, we're getting kicked out if you don't correct it. Or and I guess in the case of the lip syncer, he had no chance and was just escorted out. That is just unbelievable. And they're making it worse. I think they're going to cause more people to do it.
So if they start just ejecting fans at a rapid rate like this, what is the next move? Because like you said, you change your troll game. Is there something that Mavs fans can do where it's not "fire Nico," but it's something else that feels more subtle?
Maybe put it in a different language.
Ooh, in Slovenian?
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Or a different name. Like,
we have
when
Google Translate. We can. I said Nyer Fico. Could you get away with that? Just flip the letters around. Like, what? This doesn't mean anything.
It's a FICO. You've heard of FICO.
It's like a credit score.
Yeah. Something like that would be good. But I really do think this is tomorrow night's the next game, right? Golden State. Mm-hmm. I think you will have twice as many people, you know, wearing shirts or hats or our starting chants. What if an entire section starts a chant?
We need more coordination is what we need as a fan base. Much like the, ticket back in 1994 when you guys got up in the fifth inning. That was a noticeable disturbance ahead of the strike.
Yeah, and I don't know how many people walked out, but it was noticeable. And I tell you what was noticeable last night, just the empty seats. I think a lot of people chose, "I'm just not going."
Do you think we could organize a walkout? I don't know what part of the game you want to put it in, but instead of chants or something, just in the middle of play, everybody gets up. Everybody walks out.
It'd be funny if it was the opening tip. Get as many people there as you can. The ball goes up and as many people as you can get. I mean, you're going to have to eat the price of the ticket.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, that sucks too. You don't want fans to leave for something they paid for.
Yeah. Maybe when the Mavericks get down by 20.
So the first quarter.
Yeah.
Are they standing there?
I've never seen anything like this. And just, you know, looking at other markets, I can't remember anything like this.
What's crazy is Mav fans have been so vocal, yet Cowboy fans have just been over and taken it the past 30 years with Jerry. That's what's wild to me, is there hasn't been some big demonstration or some coordinated effort yet with with the Cowboys.
Yeah, and I guess I think you get back to the bottom line is those people pay for seat licenses and a lot per seat, and they just, if they're going to do anything, they're just not going to show and they're going to sell their tickets, which I don't blame them for. And I guess that's a very small form of it is over certainly the last couple of years and certainly this year, you had just a huge presence of the opposing team's fans.
Let me ask you this, George, since it's one game, or maybe a couple people were asked to leave on Saturday. I'm not sure, but they were taking up signs when people were walking in. And this, it feels like it's happening really quick because they didn't know how to react to this. Yeah. Whose saying is it that we're kicking fans out? Is that DeMont? Is that the Adelsons? Is that Nico Harrison? Is that Mark Cuban? Is it a collection of people behind the scenes that we don't know about? Like, who do you think this is coming from?
I think it's ownership. I don't think Nico would order that. So, yeah, I think it's DeMont. Yeah.
When he gives the okay for the trade, and that's another thing. Like, comparing this to the Cowboys doesn't feel justice because they've been going through this for 30 years. With the Mavericks, ever since I was a teenager, this was a team that's brought me joy. And even when they've had their down years, when they've had their swings and misses, okay, they're still moving in the right direction. I've had very little to complain about this franchise since I was in middle school because it feels like there was a direction with them. With Mark Cuban, at least it was about the fans. And up until
the 90s were pretty bad. Yeah,
the 90s were bad.
But you're right. When it's the 80s, and then when Cuban bought the team, they at least had direction, and they always gave the perception of it was they cared about their fans. I mean, Cuban, when he first bought the team, he would routinely sit up in the upper deck with fans because that's where he started. And the 80s, they just related to fans so well. And all the way back to when Kevin McCarthy used to say, "Your Dallas Mavericks and their fans." It's always been that way. And man, I don't know how you repair this. Even in the short term, if AD comes back and they make some sort of great run, I think people will get on board, but you're scarred as a fan. Are you still going to buy season tickets? Are you still going to buy, you know, jerseys if that's how you showed your support? Not for a while, no.
It's amazing how this ownership group has immediately lost the fan base almost instantly.
Yeah,
this was a team that was in the NBA Finals last year, and I think it's interesting how we were all mad at Nico Harrison at first, but as this sort of, you know, ruminates and everybody learns more details, this is on the ownership group too. This is on Miriam. This is on Patrick Dumont. They had to greenlight this for this to be the worst trade in our lifetimes. So there's blood on their hands, and what's again? I say it every day: vote with your dollars. If you don't want to support those people, then just don't buy gear. Don't go to games. I understand that's a big ask for people that love going, but that's the only thing that they care about. That's the only thing they pay attention to is the bottom line.
Yeah, and I think you're right about that. But I also think they have a very arrogant view of it that, oh, they'll be back. We'll just get winning again, and they'll be back. And they may be right about that. And it could happen in a short amount of time if they get these guys back. But, man, I'm starting to think, it's going to be a while for AD. It's going to be a while for Gafford. We all know it's going to be 4 weeks before they evaluate Lively again. I mean, maybe you can come back and put together some incredible run in the last month of the season, and you're the team that nobody wants to play in the play-in, and then, you know, and you advance there. But I almost think you're just going to start thinking about next year while Luka and LeBron make a run.
And with the fans, it's so fresh, and it's something that we haven't experienced. And like I've said many times, I've gone to a lot of games per season, and it's hard for me just to not want to go to a game anymore. Now, as time goes on, maybe it gets that way because this is something we haven't experienced. And it's not even the trade itself. It's not even trading Luka, but it's everything that goes along with it. It's this ownership. It's Nico Harrison just punched the fans in the face. And then after the trade, how they acted. Like, we didn't know what to expect last week when we were in New Orleans. And we get back and on Saturday and last night when they're asking fans to leave and it's just... they're controlling the narrative. They're at least trying to control what this is. And when you turn your back to the fans like that, it's such foreign land to us where they're just slapping us in the face. Where when I'm watching that game last night and I'm seeing our buddies that got kicked out, I'm not even thinking about Luka at that moment anymore. I'm not thinking about the trade. I'm thinking about how the higher ups are treating the fans. And that's what's really going to piss people off.
I've never seen a franchise do this. Maybe, you know, New York, I guess, that was mentioned. You know, if you said anything negative about Knicks ownership.
Yeah, they have facial recognition at MSG.
North Korea, probably like this.
That was very North Korea-like. But outside of that, I can't think of a franchise coming down on fans like that before for just voicing opinion. You know, unless it was profane.
Yeah.
But it's not as if, you know, these shirts have said F Nico or something like that.
I'm sure you some know? Do.
Oh, they do?
All the ones we saw just say Fire Nico or it's Nico with the clown nose. It's just, it's PG. Like it's
right.
Childish. It's funny. It's nothing really bad.
Yeah. If you're not being profane, like we did not cuss at Pete Incaviglia. We just, you know, said
soft,
hilarious things about his baseball career. And as long as you're doing that and, you know, you're not causing a huge distraction to the people around you, you should not be removed from the arena.
These are fascinating times, George.
It's going to get worse, too,
We've never seen anything like this.
It's not getting better.
Well, maybe we need to have a ticket stick it.
Let's do it.
Let's do.
We have time.
Okay.
We have the manpower.
Let's get it going.
We have the platform. All right, George.
We need Monty to lead this thing.
Yes, we do.